FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Higher Education Department and NSFAS say they're working around the clock to address funding challenges in the tertiary sector. Newswatch's Andile Tsodetsi has more.
On Friday, students from several institutions took to the street in Durban. It's over late payments on allowances and unresolved historical debts. Administrative delays like appeals were also raised. In a statement, both Department of Higher Education and NSFAS say they're exploring options to allocate additional resources to support students with appeals. Institutions are also being encouraged to assist students in resolving outstanding issues promptly. Andile Tsodetsi, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A local NPO has blamed government for an increase in rape cases in KZN. The province recorded the highest number of rapes, contributing 19.9% to the national total in the fourth quarter crime stats of 2024-2025. Lifeline and Rape Crisis, Piet Maritzburg's Sinikiwe Biyela, believes there's no urgency from government to address the crisis.
As we speak now, there are no DNA test kits in the province. Province is using either expired test kits to test to do DNA for the rape survivors, or they're using test kits that are meant for children and they're testing adults because there are no resources. As a province, we have really let down the survivors of gender-based violence. They will lose hope. They will not even see why they must go and report these cases to the police stations.
And abroad, another victim of a nightclub collapse in the Dominican Republic has died after spending 46 days in hospital. It brings the total death toll from the disaster to 234. Last month, the roof of the Jet Set nightclub came crashing down on hundreds of people attending a concert. Authorities found 221 dead bodies under the rubble, but the death toll rose as days passed. And finally, former President Thabo Mbeki says Africa must invest in producing skills that will help grow its economy. He was addressing the 15th annual Thabo Mbeki lecture in Tanzania as we mark Africa Day. Mbeki says the continent needs to educate cadres about African policies and how to act on them.
In order to mark Africa Day, let's also discuss Africa, hence the Africa Day lectures, so they can focus on one or another matter of the continent to say where are we and what should be done.
The top story this hour, the Higher Education Department and NSFAS say they're working around the clock to address funding challenges in the tertiary sector. Follow our WhatsApp channel for the latest local and international news. Just click updates and search for East Coast Radio Newswatch. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.